You're listening to UCB Ireland, and today I am joined with Amanda from Tier Fund. Amanda, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on, Michaela.
I'm so happy to have you here. Amanda, we've been chatting a little bit about back and forth, and we had you last month, but we want to dive a little bit deeper in to Tier Fund and what exactly it is that you do there and the importance of the people who are listening to this and getting involved. So could you tell us a little bit about what is the importance of supporting Tier Fund Ireland?
Yeah, without support, we couldn't do what we do. And so it's a massive, massive impact on our work. And we're so grateful for the generosity and the hearts of our supporters. So it enables us to demonstrate God's goodness, love, and justice, like it mentions in Jeremiah 9:24. So the work that we do in places like Ethiopia, Lebanon, Cambodia, and just other various humanitarian responses, such as Syria and the Horn of Africa, it's impossible without the incredible generosity of supporters. So it's really vital for us to have that. And it not only is it vital for us to continue and work through our projects, it also is very encouraging to see, because when you're experiencing a lot of the situations or hearing about a lot of the situations, such as like the earthquake in Syria, it is so heartening to see people immediately step up and ask, how can we help? How can we get involved? Mm-hmm. And because you're constantly hearing a lot of things that are quite dire and challenging and tragic, and to see that side of it, we get to see the generosity and the hearts of people around us that really want to help. And so that is very much an encouraging thing for us as well.
It's brilliant to hear, you know, how on board people are getting, and you know, how willing and excited people are to support you guys. Mm-hmm. And obviously, in order for people to get on board, you know, and support, is they have to know what they are supporting. So what kind of an impact is Tier Fund Ireland having that our listeners who are thinking, yeah, I'd like to support, but of course the key is knowing what exactly it's going towards, what the results are, and what kind of an impact Tier Fund Ireland's coming. I don't know if you have an example or something that you could tell us a little bit about.
Yeah, I can share a bit about our self-help groups in Ethiopia. So in Ethiopia, we have self-help groups, also known as SHGs. And so they're groups of 15 to 20 women who are among the poorest in their community. And this enables a platform for women to build relationships. Like, many of these women have been quite isolated in their communities. They've struggled a lot with loneliness and just not having, you know, because of their economic situation, they haven't had a support group to cheer them on, celebrate them, and be there for when they're going through struggles. So that's a great way to be able to do that. But it also, they can solve problems together, and they save money. So they're low interest loans that they put in weekly. And then through that, they can disperse and give it to start their small businesses that they might be doing, okay. For example, like coffee or selling produce at the market, or, you know, immediate needs such as like healthcare needs for their children or education fees, something like that. So that enables them a chance to build their confidence and to just kind of bring themselves out of poverty. And it gives them the support group and this network and this leadership skills. So for example, there was a woman named Aster, and now she was a mom of four in Soto City, Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. And she and her husband had faced financial struggles for years, but she'd really had a dream of having a small business. And even though she tried and tried for years, she just wasn't able to secure the loans. Like, her economic situation just wasn't allowing her to do it. So after some time thinking about it, the community around her informed her about the self-help group. So she learned how they worked, and she was able to see the success of them. So she finally decided in 2015 to go for it, just step out in faith and take a chance, because it's very brave, because when you have so little, to be able to step out and give as little as you have a week in this group of people. Now, they do spend about 6 months developing relationships, so there is trust there, and they, you know, they get to know each other. But to think that you have so little that you're giving to this group and hoping it's going to have the results, that takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
So she was able to, it's something that, like, you don't really think about when you hear about these groups, but it does take a lot for the women to be able to have that confidence to go forward. But she said that the day that she did that was a turning point in her life, because it brought her new hope. So Within 5 years of joining us, she started her own small business. So she started out with grain and butter, and then she expanded to poultry, beekeeping, and such. And she was previously a high school dropout, but now because of this, she now has a college diploma in accounting. Wow. So yeah, it's amazing to be able to hear these stories. And not only that, like, it's not just something where, you know, it's benefiting economically and it's benefiting, you know, through her education, but she now says she's freed from loneliness. So, yeah. You know, as I mentioned earlier, that they often feel quite isolated, but she now feels confident and a part of the community. And she's even a voice for the self-help groups. And she even presents unresolved matters to government offices. So can you imagine, like, a woman that's in the situation she was in, where she was lonely, isolated, felt like she had no hope whatsoever. But we know that, you know, there is hope and that there are ways. And so that God moved in her life through this project and was able to enable her to do the things that she's done. It's just pretty amazing.
Yeah. And it's wonderful to see that level of confidence, and not just potentially, you know, what people would presume always a physical need, but meeting that emotional need as well of having purpose and hope and removing, you know, the aspect of loneliness. It's just wonderful to see, you know, that you're just sowing seeds and letting people, you know, and giving them the platform and the support to flourish. And that's what I really get from the story that you've just told us. So for people who are listening and they're saying, wow, I'd love to do that, or I do know about Tear Fund, but I don't know how to support. We've known why to support, but how can you tell us, you know, what does support look like to Tear Fund Ireland? That, you know, when we say we want to support, what is it that we can as a public and as a community do for you to work alongside you and support you, Amanda?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because there's just various ways that we can get engaged and support. And I know a lot of people immediately go to the financial aspect, and that is vital and very much, you know, something that we encourage. But also, I think probably the most important thing is prayer, because that is the thing that we need to go to first. We're praying for our partners that work in Ethiopia. We're praying for the participants in our projects, such as Aster that I just mentioned, praying for the community to learn more and to be reinvested in the community, for our staff here in Ethiopia and in Ireland, as well as, you know, I mentioned the partners. But I mean, I think prayer changes things and makes a difference, and it just fosters that hope. So I think that's the most important thing. We have a monthly prayer bulletin that we send out on through email. So you can go to our website and sign up for that. So that gives updates about what's going around in the world that needs prayer, what's going on in Ireland, and also giving thanks for the things that we've seen God moving in areas in Tear Fund Ireland. So that is one very good way to get involved. We have different events as well. So this past weekend, we had a five-a-side church blitz. So it was a really great tournament. It was a lot of fun. It was our second year doing it. So we had 12 teams from churches come out, and Batania Church was they took home the cup. And so it was an all-day event. It was really great. And, you know, it's an opportunity. Not only it's a fundraiser, so it does raise funds, but it's an opportunity to engage as well. So churches that were getting to mingle with one another. There are people there that said they saw old friends, they made new ones. And it's also an opportunity as well to have, like, if you have, you know, people that are kind of on the fringes of your church and you want them, get them more engaged, to bring them on and have them come out to this tournament. So it's multifaceted. And, you know, of course we talk about financial giving, and we, you know, everyone is at a different place financially. And so, you know, it could be 1 euro, it could be as much as you're able to give. But any type of financial support is always really welcomed. And, you know, we have Tear Fund Ireland travel mugs. We just have a few left, but if you give give 21 a month or more, then you get a free Tear Fund Ireland travel mug that we encourage people to, when they use it, to pray for Tear Fund Ireland. So it's a prompt to make sure to be able to do that as well.
And everyone loves a travel mug too.
Yeah, and these are really nice too. They don't leak at all. Like I throw it in my bag in the morning, and it's leak proof. Very good. That's 21 or more a month, and so that enables us to avail of the relief for the tax claim relief that we can get back. So it actually is making your funds go even further.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity to be able to do that as well.
And then What in terms of support, you know, obviously we've heard of prayer and financial and getting involved in you know, the events and stuff like that that you guys are having. Is there any kind of a, you know, an alternative way that, you know, if people are having a fundraising, you know, how they can get you guys involved or get you down to, you know, a church or event or things like this, Amanda, to spread the word as well, you know, and support and letting people know what your mission is and what you're doing?
Oh yeah, there's lots of different opportunities. I mean, you know, you can share on social media, follow us on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can share, you know, in your circles about us as well. But one of the things that I think is just, I would really like to highlight about our supporters is that when there's an emergency that comes up, regardless of whether we work in that particular region or not, we have people immediately coming to us and asking, can we donate? What are you guys doing? And I just want to, you know, thank our supporters that have done that, because it's such, it just, as I mentioned earlier, it's so encouraging us to see that. But even people that come and have different, you know, ideas. So, you know, there was a lot during COVID era too. So we had a gentleman that shaved his head for a fundraiser. We had someone that got a little creative and they couldn't go skiing because of COVID. So they did skiing in their backyard. They did so many, you know, so many journeys, and you raise money for that. So it was a great way. We had stair climbing. And we have different age ranges too. There's this really lovely elderly woman in Cork, that does a lot of tea cozies for us. And then we had another girl, I believe in her 20s, that did sewed little like winter hats. And we most recently, actually today, we had from Monkstown National School, we had a card that came in, and there was a class that had raised funds, and they were from the junior entrepreneur program. And so in that program, you know, they learn about small businesses, which really can tie back into our self-help group. So they're, you know, they're kind of learning the same aspects, mm-hmm. but they had previously the year before had donated funds from a Conquer Fighting as well. So there's loads of different ways that you can get involved, or, you know, we have representatives that can come speak at the church if your church is interested in learning more, or your event. So just different ways. I mean, we encourage people to be creative.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's wonderful to hear, you know, how multifaceted support can be for you. So that if somebody's sitting at home mm-hmm. thinking, well, I don't think that I can do that, or maybe I can't, you know, financially contribute, that there's other ways mm-hmm. that they can support and get involved. For those who are mm-hmm. listening and are thinking, yeah, I want a piece of this. I want to help support Tipper Island and their mission. How can they get in contact, Amanda?
They can go to our website on tearfund.ie, or again on any of our social media's channels, and send us a message, and we'll get right back to you and, you know, facilitate in any way that we can to help support fundraising efforts or answer any questions that you might have.
Wonderful. Amanda, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about how we can support your impact with Tear Fund Ireland. It's exciting. It's wonderful what you guys are doing there. God bless you. And I'm sure without doubt it's stirring the hearts of our listeners to get involved and support your mission.
Thank you so much, Michaela.